This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel, we have a listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Werner Bock's with us, New Brunswick, Canada. Welcome, Werner.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent, and good morning to the listeners. Hopefully we contribute something that might be helpful.
Well, certainly, certainly. How are you feeling, Werner?
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay. Very good. And it was it's always great chatting with you off the air, and I'm glad we had an opportunity to do that the other night. Werner, you were mentioning Gabe Brown, is that correct?
Yeah, I came across that gentleman. He's a farmer in, I think, in North Dakota. And he's basically farming out of the box. You know, aside from the agenda that's been pushed by government agencies and by the so-called experts that want to tell the farmers how to farm. But that basically got no practical experience. It's easy to tell somebody how to do something when somebody else is footing the bill. But we farmers, that's we have correct. To keep financially liquid, you know, and no matter what has been thrown at us. But I came across his YouTube there a while ago. And I spoke to him afterwards, and it runs right contrary to what the official agenda is. And I can speak about what's going on here in Atlantic Canada, you know, they call it the Maritimes, and in the New England states. And let's see what Mr. Trump has got up at his sleeves in regarding to sustainability of the food supply.
And let's see what he's got up his sleeves when it comes to not hiring any more government employees. And actually, wouldn't it be nice to fire half of them? That would be a good start. Three-quarters of them would be a great point to reach. Fire three-quarters of government employees, because I don't think we need them. I can't imagine needing them. But Gabe Brown, he's got a ranch. Can you tell us what you've learned from him?
Well, basically, he's going back to sustainable agriculture, and he has been doing it for at least the last 20 years, and with good success. But this YouTube I was watching there, it was very interesting, and it showed an overall perspective what modern agriculture and chemical agriculture has done to the nutritional status of the people in North America, not just only in North America, but in Europe too, and to the health status. you know. What has been praised and sold to us as being the great benefit for humanity and for mankind and for the environment, the chicken are coming home to roost now, you know. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the opposite is being achieved. The health status has never been as bad as it is now here in North America, you know. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you know, about too many people in government and given living on government's dough. It's, I call it, they have to sell it to us like they are providing some kind of a service, but we need at least half of the services as much as we need another hole in the head. You know, it's a glorified welfare. You know, the government is buying votes.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, they don't, in history, the most potent disruptor of society has been the so-called intellectual class. You know, the students, when they are not satisfied, and I remember there about 40 years ago, they were getting pretty militant, and they were saying, oh, government told us to go to university and study, and when we would be coming back from university, there would be jobs waiting for us. Now we are coming back from university. You know, we have done the studies, we have spent the money, and there are no jobs waiting for us. And when the government doesn't give us jobs, we gonna cause problems, create diseases and what else all. And we are then the only ones who can deal with the problems.
I'm looking at the Browns website. It's brownsranch.us. Let me just read a couple lines from here. It says, our ranch is located just east of Bismarck, North Dakota. Shelley and I purchased the ranch from Shelley's parents in 1991 and have grown the operation to 5,000 acres of owned and leased land. Son Paul returned to the ranch after graduation from North Dakota State University and became a partner in the operation. Daughter Kelly lives and works in Fargo, North Dakota, and returns home to help whenever possible. We believe in and practice holistic management, a part of which farming and ranching in nature's image. We strive to solve problems in a natural and sustainable way. Improving soil health is a priority, and no-till farming has been practiced since 1993. A diverse cropping strategy, which includes cover and companion crops, are used. We now have eliminated the use of synthetic fertilizers, fungicides, and pesticides. We use a minimal amount. We use minimal herbicide and are striving to eliminate it. We do not use GMOs or glyphosate. Our ever-evolving grazing strategy allows most of our pastures to recover, recovery period of over 360 days. These strategies have allowed the health of the soil, the mineral and water cycles to greatly improve. In other words, the natural resources have benefited. The results in increased production, profit, and a higher quality of life for us. We're moving toward sustainability, not only for ours, but future generations as well. And there's an image, and I'll put this post on the website. There's an image of his cows, which looks similar to ours, black cows, standing in like knee-high grass, really tall grass. And, you know, that's something that cows would love. It looks tender. It looks nutritious. And it's a great image of cows having a good time out in the field. It's the way it should be, and that's what we try to do here at our farm. He's gotten a head start on us, but we don't use fungicides. We don't use pesticides. We don't use herbicides, and we don't use fertilizers that are, you know, we use cow poop as fertilizer. That's what we use. And isn't that what you... what you have done in the past, Werner?
Well, I started out according to when I started out in farming, you know, the soil was poor and it needed to build up in order to get it up to a certain fertility. It's this alluvial soil, you know, it's basically the upper soil layer is leached out. But then I found out it was not that the people were lazy, what we were being told, that they didn't want to farm anymore in the Maritimes. It was they had been sabotaged. The organic farmers, the sustainable farming has been sabotaged for at least the last 70 years with all kind of chemicals, selective herbicides, long-term soil sterilants and everything. And then the farmers were being lied to by the so-called expert employed by the Department of Agriculture. And then massive cover-up by the law enforcement in criminal investigation. This is basically an environmental Watergate. When the public becomes aware of it, you know, they're going to be up in arms. But I brought it to the attention of the environmental organizations. I brought it to the attention of the Green Party. And there is no action to be found there. You know, they are basically yellow. Nobody wants to touch it because there is too much involved. A whole industry and a whole part of the economy has been created. I call it the trouble industries that deal with troubles. You know, when farmers got troubles, when they got wheat problems and so, where actually invasive wheat species had been introduced together with selective herbicides to give them a head start. And this, as I say, it is unbelievable and massive cover-up by the police organization, you know, law enforcement agencies that like to be called Canada's finest by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And I have all the documentation. Massive cover-up in criminal investigation, destruction of evidence and everything else.
So not only is it difficult to be a farmer and put at risk all the capital that we risk investing in our land, in our animals, in our crops, you're talking about sabotage to try to take us down. It's tough. It's really tough.
Vincent, you mentioned there about that you don't use any commercial fertilizer,
right.
And I've been doing some research over the years, you know. And like a tracking dog, you know, going down a trail, and what you find out is it makes you a blood boil.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's talk about fertilizers, commercial fertilizers, when we come back and what your evidence has uncovered, or what your research has uncovered. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Turn the box with us. New Brunswick, Canada. Werner's a farmer, has been for decades. And we're talking about some farming practices. Werner, we've been talking about commercial fertilizer. Please tell us what your research has led you to uncover.
Well, this might be of interest. It's a Nova Scotia Department of Agriculture research station in Napa, Nova Scotia. They did an 80-year-long Greenland trial where they split the trial plot into three parts. One part, they treated it the way the farmers used to do. Every 3 or 4 years, they would put a good coat. Yields went up and stayed up, you know, consistently. And the second lot, they used commercial fertilizer. The yields went initially, the first couple of years, they went up above the organically fertilized hay field. But then they dropped below the traditional hay ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every so often it was necessary to line the ground because the commercial fertilizer was acidifying the soil, which was not necessary by the traditionally treated hay ground with putting manure on. You know, as you mentioned, you know, cow poop, you know.
Yeah.
It's organic, you know. And the third lot, they did not replenish any nutrients. They just only cut hay year after year. And over the 80-year period of time, the yields went down to about 40-45% versus the the other two lots, and they stayed consistently down at that level. And what I've noticed here, where I had put manure on, and initially in order to get the nutrient level up, because we were being told, oh yeah, the ground is leached out, you know, lost some potash and phosphorus and so on. And I limed it and everything, and it still wouldn't go up, the yield. But then I noticed when growing time came, you know, in late winter, early spring, as soon as the fields were bare, then I noticed those small planes buzzing around here. But they were flying only over those fields of the farmers that were farmed the traditional way. But they were not bothering the fields of the farmers, the big dairy farms around here, that were farming according to the Department of Agriculture. And that way, they forced over the years, the traditional farmers, they forced them out. Unless those farmers had a lot of money to burn from other sources and were keeping the Chamber of Commerce in money by buying lots of machinery and so on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed this one year, there must have come a sudden wind blast, and it from a neighbor's field, the chemicals, what they were dumping on there, they were blown over onto the farm of this agriculture. New Brunswick Department of Agriculture farm. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones that were promoted by them, you know, with the grown corn and now GM corn and so on, and all the chemical regimen. And for the next few years, I followed up this patch. It was about an acre and a half. You could see the damage that was done, you know. But the neighbor, what I found out over the years, it has become very fitting when some of those big expanding dairy farms, when they have a family member or friend or acquaintance who drives a small, who flies a small plane. And this is basically a huge environmental Watergate and criminal Watergate, how they forced the adjoining farmer out of farming so the big dairy farms could gobble up the land, you know, for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah. And drive farms into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Werner, when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about what we've learned. And it's in concert with the study that you've been talking about. This is USA Prepares. I'm Ben Finelli.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Werner Vox with us. He's in New Brunswick, Canada. Werner, what I do here on the farm is, obviously, I'm very interested in efficiency. I'm interested in not wasting money. And when I first became a farmer in the late 1980s, I was introduced to the Soil and Water Conservation District guys, and they would talk about commercial fertilizer and so forth. And, you know, I followed their practices, and you're absolutely right. What happens is if you do nothing, you'll end up with poor fertility and poor yields in your hay fields. And if you use commercial fertilizer, you'll almost instantly see dramatic results, but then you've got to lime the fields, and it's an ever It's a non-ending cycle of fertilizer, lime, and it's really quite expensive. And what I decided to do was buy something called a chain harrow. It's about 10 feet by 10 feet, and it's like a really heavy chain link fence. And you pull it behind the tractor, and when you, in fields where the cows have just left, there's manure, and what I do is I drag this chain harrow through the fields, and I spread out those manure piles. And over the years, after about three, four years, what I've noticed is our fields now look like golf courses. Of course, we have to, you know, cut them and take down the saplings, you know, with a mower. But the fields really look green and lush, and we haven't fertilized in a long time. So what I'm saying is I totally agree with what you're saying about using organic fertilizer. Actually, cow poop is pretty much all we use. Actually, that is all we use here at our farm. And what we do is we feed the hay that we take off those fields. We cut the hay during hay season, and we roll it up in these 1,000-pound rolls. Then we unroll it for the cows in the wintertime. And we roll it not in the same place all the time. We unroll it in a different place.
Yeah.
And we go across the field, and we let the cows do two things for us. Number one, the cow waste becomes fertilizer. And the seeds, when we cut the hay, we don't do it exactly as we've been told to do it. We've been told that, you know, you need to cut the hay before it goes to seed. We cut it just after it's gone to seed. And that way, when the cows eat the hay, they will step the seeds into the fields and reseed the fields for us. So we don't have to use this expensive machinery or rent machinery to and buy seeds to reseed our fields. The cows do it for us. So the only thing that we really have to do is cut the hay, maybe ted the hay, depending on the weather, rake the hay, bale the hay, and feed the hay. And the cows take care of, and we have to cut the fields maybe once or twice a year to make sure that the weeds and the saplings don't pop up in the fields. And just by doing those things and having the cows, many of our fields look like golf courses. They really do. And they're quite fertile. So it works. You can do it the natural way. And I'd like to read to you something that I just read on the internet. And this is, it's from a website called WhyFiles, WhyFiles.org. And this particular post is called, it has the recycling logo, that green arrow, those green arrows in a triangle called that we would see as a recycling logo, and it's called Talking Trash. Farm fields, the ideal resting place for toxic waste, ? Last summer, in a series of revelations that nearly snagged a Pulitzer Prize, Seattle Times writer Duff Wilson documented a nationwide practice of recycling some industrial wastes as fertilizer. Gaps in state and federal regulation were allowing toxic and radioactive wastes that contain nutrients to be combined with fertilizer and spread without notifying farmers, much less consumers. And according to Wilson's series, in Gore, Oklahoma, a uranium processing plant is getting rid of low-level radioactive waste by licensing it as liquid fertilizer and spraying it over 9,000 acres of grazing land. In Tifton County, Georgia, more than 1,000 acres of peanut crops were wiped out by a brew of hazardous waste and limestone sold to unsuspecting farmers. And chemists, I guess that would be, I'm not sure what state that's in, highly corrosive lead-laced waste from a pulp mill is hauled to Southwest Washington farms and spread over crops grown for livestock consumption. So if you think that hazardous waste is not entering the food supply, you just heard differently. So is this a public health emergency? I would say yes. I would say yes. So what we do, because we don't know what's in the fertilizer, we don't use it. And class, if you buy a bag of fertilizer and you open it up and you'll see these little BB size, we'll call them small pellets of fertilizer. You look, you'll see some brown ones and some tan ones and some white ones and some darker colored ones. You don't know what that is. You really don't know what that is. And if the fertilizer were 20-20-20, that would be 60% of the fertilizer is fertilizer and 40% of it would be something else, like filler, like maybe industrial waste or something like that. Isn't that what you have learned, Werner?
Well, it chides right in what I said, what those radical students there in the 70s were saying. Basically, they're blackmailing the public and the government. If the government doesn't give us jobs, we're going to make the cause problems. And we are the only ones who have the expertise to undo the problems. Basically, they created a market for themselves and their services and the chemical industries and the universities.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, there is another aspect, and that is referring to Gabe Brown. When I listened to his lecture, mm-hmm. there in North Dakota, and it chimes in with Joel Salatin, you know.
And, yeah, let's talk about Joel Salatin. I've met him. He has a farm in Virginia. It's in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, and it's called Polyface Farms. Polyface Farms.
Yeah. And basically fully integrated farming, you know, not just only grown one single, been the focus on one single commercial crop, but fully integrated farming, you know, organic farming, where everything works together, the different species and the rotations of the use. And this is what Gabe Brown was mentioning. And Dr. Don Huber had put his emphasis on maintaining the health of the soil. And the organic soil is a biological water filter. And Gabe Brown, he compared the commercial, the soil in the commercial farms versus the soil the way he has built up within a short, a few decades, where he has built up the organic matter. Whereas the commercial type of farming is depleting the soil of valuable humus, that's the biological, the basis of the biological water filter. Gabe Brown and the organic farmers that put plenty of organic matter back into the soil, they have actually built up the humus content of the soil. And that is basically an investment in the future and an investment in not just only of the soil, but of the health of the environment and the health of the water supply, which in turn is investment into the future of humanity, of the coming generations. But what is going on now? Short-term gain for long-term pain, you know. And when I look here at the province where I'm have been farming there for 47 years, it is basically a basket case here. Atlantic Canada and the New England states, they are basically basket cases where the successive governments have been pushing unsustainable farming practices. And they have brought it now to a situation where here in New Brunswick we got roughly about 750,000 people living, you know, on an area where over in the old country we were producing food for over 15 million people. And now after 75 years, the experts in the Department of Agriculture in the environment department in charge, it has become to the sorry state of affairs where this province is now producing roughly food for roughly about 75,000 people. About 90% of the food is being imported. In Nova Scotia is a similar situation, and the same in the New England states. So this expertise costs a lot of money, you know, puts the regions into debt. You know, here in New Brunswick, it's 750,000 people. The provincial government has allowed an accumulation of total debt of annually of $400 million. Every year, the debt of the province goes up to the tune of $400 million on a population with 750,000 people.
Bert, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I learned about the price of butter yesterday. I couldn't believe it. Bert Box with us. We're talking about farming. And do you think food prices are going up? I was absolutely shocked. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So yesterday I happened to be in the big city, and I walked into a supermarket, and I looked at, I just wanted to get a feel for some of the latest prices. Butter was $5.69 a pound for Land O'Lakes butter, $5.69 a pound in Springfield, Missouri. I thought, wow. So I said to my mom, you know, what do you remember the price of butter? And so she was probably thinking in the 70s, 69 cents. I remember in the early 1960s, butter at 39 cents a pound. So I looked it up, and I have some prices for butter. 1913, the price of butter was 40.09, so just a little bit over, well, roughly 41 cents. I remember it at 39, so 2 cents less than that. That was 1913. And I remember it in the late 1950s, early 1960s, at 39 cents a pound. In January of 2013, this post says that butter was $3.50 a pound. And I'm telling you, yesterday, 3 years later, it's $5.69 a pound. At least it was in the supermarket where I was in Springfield. Now, when it went up to $3.50 a pound, that was a 756% increase. So if you don't think that food prices are increasing, take another look. Werner, are you seeing similar jumps in your neck of the woods in New Brunswick, Canada?
Well, I can give you just one example from several years back. For decades, the provincial government had propped up this one meatpacking plant, Hub Meatpackers here in Moncton. There's the other four or five meatpacking plants in Fredericton and around the province. They didn't have access to those grants, so they went out of business. And in the end, there was Hub Meatpackers left. They were the only meatpacking plant where the farmers, the hog farmers, and the cattle farmers could sell their cattle to. you know, aside from a few small slaughterhouses, you know. But most of the meat supply came from meatpackers. And then there, several years back, meatpackers got bought up by Maple Leaf Food. But before they handed it over, meatpackers handed it over to Maple Leaf Food, the provincial government the week before gave them another $1.4 million unconditional grant. And then they handed it over to Maple Leaf Food. And the first action of business of Maple Leaf Food was to close meatpackers down, basically cut off the livestock producer from their processing facility. And that was on top of the BSE crisis, where Western Canada, who supplied a surplus in beef, you know, they're being cut off from the American market. So they dumped it here on Eastern Canada and here in New Brunswick, you know. And so we, beef farmers got hit with a double whammy, you know. An increased supply of beef on the market plus doing away with the removing the last processing facility. So the farmers had to ship their cattle all the way to Quebec and Ontario up to 1,000 miles to have them processed, you know. And within 1 month, the price for hamburger in the stores nearly tripled. So much of the government being there for the people. It's a bunch of BS.
Great, great points, Werner. And I can tell you within our... in our neck of the woods, if you want to go to a small meat processor, it's going to be about, for us, it's over a 50-mile round trip to the closest one, to the closest one. And yeah. I only know of two, and they're at opposite ends of our neck of the woods, and the closest one is about a 50-mile round trip away. Werner, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Vincent, but there are a lot more.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.